Welcome to the Open Tab.
Hey guys, welcome to the Open Tab. What are we having?
Yes!
Hey, Joe.
He's back!
I'm back. I just had to go to Cancun to drop my daughters off.
It was too cold to be here.
It was too cold.
Gosh, can you blame him?
But while I was on the plane, I thought to myself, man, I really left Joe all by himself. I should probably turn this around and go back. So here I am, back from Cancun.
Back and more welcome than ever.
I hope you can forgive me.
He did it for the sake of his unborn children.
Exactly. So what are you drinking today, Joe?
Oh, goodness. I am drinking a Daisy Cutter Pale Ale from Half Acre Beer Company out of Chicago, Illinois. Chicago. It's an American West Coast pale ale, chock full of aromatic hops that bite up front, then ease into citrus and set the finish up to nail the spot.
Ooh.
Fresh to Indiana. First time I saw it at my liquor store, and I'm about to have a drink.
Have you had it before?
I've never had it.
So this is the first taste.
This is the first.
Perfect.
Daisy Cutter pale ale.
Speaking of citrus, I am having a Bud Light Seltzer citrus flavor. Wait, Bud Light Platinum Seltzer.
Big difference.
8% alcohol. So it is actually pretty strong. I could taste the alcohol in it. It's not one of my favorites. But I'm going to drink it.
He came in and said, here, I got something for you. I was like, oh, sweet. I appreciate that. Hands me a Bud Platinum Seltzer, black cherry, and says, yeah, it's not very good.
And then he had it, and he's like, yeah, you're right.
I was like, yeah, it's not very good. You're right.
But we're going to drink it.
All right. So this Daisy Cutter, I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
It feels like it's a light-end pale ale, APA, American pale ale. It's pretty good. It's pretty smooth. It averages a 3.8. I'll give it a 3.5.
Ooh, very nice, my friend. I give this a 2. It's not great.
Out of 10.
It needs more citrus flavor, honestly. I'm not a big fan of seltzers anyway, but when you have the enough fruit flavor, then it's doable, but this one does not.
Best seltzer I've had recently.
Yes, where?
Brew 152.
When'd you drink that?
Last week.
How many times you been to Rue?
I've been there 4 times now.
In 4?
The last month. Yes, so I've been going like once a week.
You went another time that I didn't know about.
Yeah, I did.
That's awesome.
I know, I
do
love
you just
it.
Like the beers that much?
I do. The beers are really good.
That's awesome. I wish I could go more.
Yeah, they're seltzers. Like I said, they got like 8 different flavors, and the black cherry.
Yeah.
Oh, I had a growler of it.
That's the good kind my cousin Andy liked. Our cousin Andy.
Yeah.
Which good. Shout out to him. He listens to the show. Shout out, Andy.
What's up, Andy?
You have to get you on here sometime. No, I have to go to Roof 152 again. I thought about it last night, but I had to work, so I didn't really do that. But I'm going to go soon because I really do enjoy Roof 1.
So good.
5-2.
All right. It's been a while since I've seen you.
Yes.
Usually I say, what'd you do this week? But now, what'd you do the last 2 weeks?
Ha! So the reason I really missed, I didn't go to Cancun. I'm not rich at all. and I can't afford that. So the fact that Ted Cruz could drop off his daughters is a privilege in its own right. So congrats to you, buddy. You did it. You're
typically
living life.
When a Cruz comes over the American border, never mind. I don't know what's going on with that.
They were saying like it's kind of ironic how Ted Cruz went across the border to seek shelter after wanting the wall, but whatever.
Yep.
2 weeks ago, the reason I wasn't here is because my cousin Tony had his birthday gig party, so it wasn't really a party, you know, COVID, but it was a little gathering, so I went over there and hung out with him, drank some beers. And then this weekend, I had my My nephew. My nephew had a birthday gathering at Striking Spares. We bowled.
Nice. Didn't they just redo that?
The outside.
Oh, not the inside.
The inside looks exactly the same. Now, gotcha. I know they expanded it because that used to be a book place, right?
Yeah.
I think they expanded it, so they have that area. I didn't go to that area. So.
Oh, okay. But that's huge, then.
Yeah.
That's like twice the size now.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I think they added more go-karts, I mean. Oh, I'm not too sure, sweet. Though. But yeah. Couldn't stay long because I had to come here and do the pod. So
gotcha.
I pretty much dropped off my present and said hi. Yeah, that's what I did, and then, you know, I'm going to go hang out and get some drinks later tonight. But what about you?
Yeah, I've been a little busy. Every week I am in a competition with my brother.
Yes.
Pierce.
He was on the show last week.
He was on the show last week, and I beat him last week. We are currently forced a game six right now. So we are in week six. It's tied. No, it's not. Yes, it is. No, it's not. He's winning by 1 week.
Damn, you liar.
I know. I forgot. Can't do math. And so getting ready to do that, making sure that I force a game seven. He's no Jordan. He will play a game seven.
Yes, Jordan doesn't play game seven.
Yep, that's why he's no Jordan.
Yes.
And
you go ahead.
And then I just booked a couple of tickets to Chicago Cubs. Their first home game against the Milwaukee Brewers.
Woo!
Can't wait to see that. Baseball is in the air.
Chicago!
Hey, now. So.
That's cool.
I'm trying to go to Chi-Town.
Hell yeah.
And so, yeah, I'm looking forward to do that. That's it, I think.
Yeah. I thought you and Pierce had a great show last week without me.
Well, thanks.
I'm not trying to make you feel bad enough.
Yeah, you made me feel horrible. Well, thanks. It was it's a lot of hard work. You're definitely missed last week. And yeah, it was a lot of fun. He's gonna put in the finishing touches on his next venture, Maven Talks.
Yeah.
So
that'd be really cool.
Pushing him a little bit to give me a date. When are we doing this thing?
Yeah.
And we'll be able to put that out. We're right now targeting Wednesdays for Maven Talks.
I'm excited to see what you guys do. Oh, I forgot to mention that I'm in a dart league. Did I say this on here?
No, dart league.
I'm in a dart league.
That's awesome.
Every Wednesday. So while I'm listening to your podcast, I'll be playing darts. But we lost the first 2 weeks, and then last week was our third, and we won one.
Nice!
6-5, series of 6-5. Aunt Lisa, she hit the bullseye at the end to win it.
Dang!
We were down like 4-2, and we won the next four games. And damn. They were the number one team, so it was awesome.
Oh, that's sweet.
Felt cool. The more I drank, the better I got. So. Yeah, it was fun.
That's darts awesome. What are the rules of Dart League? I don't even know.
So, the first 10 games are 3-1.
Okay. Got it.
It's doubles. So, there's little technicalities in there. I don't want to explain it because it's going to take a while. But it's 2 versus 2, me and my aunt, and then they have a team, whatever. There's 6 teams. Anyways, we play the first 10, 3-1, and then the last game is cricket. Have you ever played cricket?
No, never even heard of it.
Well, for dart players, we play cricket, and that one's pretty fun too. So that's like kind of the tiebreaker.
Gotcha.
So we won that one. It was awesome.
Nice.
I checked the stats online, and I'm the second best cricket player.
Damn!
3-1, MVP. I'm like 8th or 9th.
He's MVP running.
Yeah. So that's cool. But yeah, I had a lot of fun playing darts. And then now my buddies, my coworkers, they're all into it. So my buddy's going to buy a dartboard, and we're going to have our own league. I was like, all right, let's do it. I'm down. $5 a night.
Hell no. Oh, you win cash every night.
I don't win every night. There's a pool at the end for the league I'm in.
Ah, gotcha.
Is it time?
The random question of the week.
Week 5.
Week 8?
Well, that 5's in there. It's like, okay.
Yeah, that's random. That's like, a random ass 5. Okay, here we go. Brian.
What's that?
If you could redo a year in your life, what year would it be? What would you do? And why?
Well, man, I feel like I had a lot of potential back in 2009.
09.
Yeah. I was going to school, and then I dropped out to pursue a music career. So I'd probably redo that and finish school, maybe still do music on the side, but I would redo that and become like a website designer or something, because at least they make like $70,000 a year.
Yeah, they can make some decent money.
Yeah, so I would redo that and then probably not drink as much. But, you know, everything leads
all
you
up of 2009.
I think that's when I turned 21. I probably would have redone that, gone back to school, or stayed in school, or moved to Cali and became an actor. What about you?
What about me? I don't know.
That was when we did our first show, I think. Was it the one we got paid? We got paid like $300 to do it. And yeah. It was a bar that was opening, and they're Club Zoo?
Ooh, I don't even remember.
I think it was Club Zoo. They call themselves Club Zoo. It's like a dive bar, though.
Yeah, and, big dive bar.
Yeah, and their opening weekend, we were on their Saturday night, and we were their live entertainment the Saturday night, and we had to fill in like 8 hours. Wait, not 8 hours, like 4 hours.
It was like 4 hours. I was like,
they
wanted
us for 4 hours.
I was like, this is ridiculous.
We don't have enough music. We had to replace songs. And then here's the kicker, though. So, you know, mic check goes well, whatever, we did good. And then it comes to the night, they open up, and it's $20. You get in, pay $20 cover.
All you can drink.
But all you can drink, which is illegal, by the way. You cannot do that. But, I mean, it's a small town bar. No one cares.
Right.
So, because we were the entertainment, they said, you guys don't have to pay. Obviously, we're paying you, and you guys can drink all you want. Bad idea!
Yeah.
By the second hour, I think I was drunk.
Yeah.
Like I said, I just turned 21 that year. I was drunk. I was on stage, like, probably mumbling my words.
And, yep. And it was the birth of mumble rap.
Yeah. And then Tones was doing my lyrics because I was off stage drinking.
You were on stage. So if you were looking, like, where are you at? Where is he?
If you want to know how serious I was about my career. As soon as I got the first stage to start them.
Like 30 minutes in. He's like, I'm a star. For 30 minutes, he was gone.
Bro, well, my
to
ego,
the moon.
My ego was already up because there's two old ladies. They're like in their 60s saying, is that Usher?
Oh, God.
True story.
True story. Oh, my gosh.
Leading up to that, though, we actually started getting a decent crowd, and they were dancing to our shit.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, this white boy, I actually knew him. He's a cool guy back in high school, but he...
Not 4 years later.
He fucking gets on the dance floor, does the splits, then goes and jumps on the pole and does a spin around on the pole, and then slides down on it and then does more splits, and the dance floor clears. Everybody on the dance floor left.
Everybody left. They're like, what the hell kind of place is this? This is truly a zoo.
That shit was awesome. The best part is that my sister got it on tape, on film.
No, she didn't.
It's on YouTube somewhere.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I gotta Google that.
Oh,
dumb ass man at zoo poll.
He ruined it. And then he gets up and he's like, where'd everybody go?
Exactly. We're like, really, dude?
Yeah. I think we stopped doing music.
We stopped even talking. We're just like, dude, get out of here. Oh my gosh.
That was the end of my career. The first show was in Elkhart.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
When I was cracking my back on stage.
I was like, what is he doing?
We saw the film. I was like, are you cracking your back? I don't know. He's like, why are you going off?
He's doing some hip thrusts. What you doing? He's doing aerobics.
Yoga.
And it was, I remember that was our first show, and there are these two people, two girls sitting up front wearing Little Caesar shirts.
What kind of riffraff you bringing in here?
Exactly.
What the fuck, man?
We're like, we're on the road to rags to riches. We're going to laugh about this someday.
In our mansion.
In our mansion.
On our yacht. Oh, God. Shit. But good time.
That shit was hilarious.
And do you remember, I was too young, so as soon as I...
You couldn't get it. I remember. I'm sitting here negotiating with the manager, like, hey, he's an important part of the set. He's got to be in here. He's got to be in here to do this.
Yeah.
Yo, he can wait outside.
I was literally outside waiting.
Yep.
Going over my lyrics, I had one verse. I had one verse, and I was going over that bitch.
Like 8 miles. Yeah. On the bus.
Yeah.
Just write it down.
I go in there and we do the show. I crack my back. The last song, I have the last verse in the last song. I fuck up. God damn it.
Oh shit! Oh my God! And I just look at him like, "Oh fuck, he froze."
I do remember though, this drunk dude came over after the show. As soon as I got done, I had to literally leave the building.
Literally, like, yeah. You were escorted out.
Kid Prodigy,
get your ass out.
And so I was sitting outside waiting for you guys, so I was going to go to your house afterwards. You were going to celebrate. I remember this drunk dude came over. He's like, hey, you were part of that one set. And he's like, dude, you guys killed it. I was like, really? He's like, yeah, I loved it. You guys are awesome. I was like, sweet, man. It felt good. But I remember you saying, all right, as soon as the show's done, we're going to linger around, you know, say hi to the family, whatever, and then we'll go back. Because obviously I was sitting outside.
Yep.
It was like 3 hours later, and then we finally went home, and I'm sitting outside for 3 hours. I was like, God damn.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Is that the day? Is that the night we wrestled?
Yeah.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
You little asshole.
And then you got a rug bird on your head?
Yeah, I did.
And then you tied me up under the table.
No, I did it. That's a damn lie. Oh God.
God, I'm sweating, bro.
Damn, that's a lie.
I tapped out.
You did.
Oh shit.
I put you in a chokehold.
Okay.
Jeez. Around the kitchen table.
Around the kitchen table leg. And then I tapped out.
But
not before I gave you a gash on your forehead.
It was a rug burn.
It lasted quite a while.
It did.
Like 2 months.
It was like, it did.
But anyways, what year would you change?
2009. All that shit you just said, I'll change it all.
Damn. We could have been something.
Oh, man, we were so close.
I know.
Yeah, so far.
I'll never forget those, though.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll never forget that shit.
So funny.
The random question of the week.
Looks like you're ready for another beer.
Special news reports.
This one comes from San Antonio, which a lot of stuff's been happening in Texas this past week. Some devastating shit. this is from nytimes.com. Carol Anderson spent much of his life in Southeast Texas, where the most feared natural disasters spin up from the Gulf of Mexico during the warm months of hurricane season. But last week, Mr. Anderson, a 75-year-old who breathed with the help of oxygen tanks, knew that a different kind of storm was heading his way.
To prepare, he ordered a fresh supply of oxygen that his stepdaughter said never arrived. There was a spare tank, however, in the pickup outside his one-story brick house in Crosby, Texas, just northeast of Houston.
So when Mr. Anderson, an Army veteran who went by Andy, was found dead inside his truck on Tuesday, his stepdaughter figured he had gone outside to retrieve it. His main tank back in the house runs on electricity, and the power had gone out the night before as a deadly cold descended on much of Texas.
While the final tally could be much higher, Mr. Anderson was among at least 58 people who died in storm-affected areas stretching to Ohio. Victims of carbon monoxide poisoning, car crashes, drownings, house fires, and hypothermia.
In Galveston County, along the Texas Gulf Coast, the authorities said two residents had died from exposure to the cold and one person from possible carbon monoxide poisoning. Four other deaths remained under investigation and were possibly linked to the frigid weather.
Judge Mark Henry.
Whoa!
The strongest judge alive. is the county's top elected official, said he would have evacuated some of his most vulnerable residents in advance of the winter storm had he known that power outages would plunge the county into darkness for a few days. He said the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, which manages the state's power grid, had warned only of rolling blackouts. Instead, most residents were without power for at least 48 hours.
We would have been happy to order an evacuation if we'd been told Sunday the power was going to go out and stay out for 4 days, he said, noting the county is more accustomed to ordering evacuations in advance of hurricanes.
A spokeswoman for ERCOT said on Friday that the surge in demand stressed the power grid, a crisis so dire that the local utilities were not able to rotate the outages.
Disheartening photos, TikToks, and videos flooded the internet as people were at wit's end dealing with an unpredictable snowstorm. They tagged Ted Cruz as their homes fell apart, their children froze, and the electricity stayed off. Why? Because while his constituents struggled to stay warm, Ted Cruz went to Cancun for the sake of his children, which is a political shift from his previous stance of arresting immigrant parents and separating children when they cross borders for the sake of their children.
Wow, Ted.
Maybe Texas goes blue after all this.
I have parents that live in Texas.
Yeah.
And so they're texting me, so, oh, the power's off, the power's out, so on and so forth. But here I am, northern Indiana. I'm like, hell, the power's out like at least once a year. Like, it just happens. Middle of the summer, it's out. Why? No one knows.
Yeah.
Somebody probably hit something. Middle of the winter, it's out. That's why I have a kerosene heater. It sucks. Mm-hmm. And so then you have all these things going on. They text me and say, hey, the power's out. And I'm, oh, that sucks. Okay. You know, I'm kind of used to it. You know, it's just how it is.
Yeah, yeah.
And then really towards the end of the week, I'm like, whoa, you still don't have power? They're like, no, it's freaking cold. And I'm like, what the heck is going on?
Yeah, how'd they deal with it?
I have no idea. I'm such
a
terrible
son. Have you texted them today?
I need to check on them. No, they're good.
Damn.
I just don't know exactly what they did.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, but they're from Indiana, so like they kind of they know what to do and what to expect, you know, when this shit happens, right?
Yeah.
So like I was at dinner with my mom last night, and this old dude that she knew walked up, and they started talking about it, Texas, and she's like, yeah, my sister lives down there. She moved down there, you know, a few years ago, whatever. And he's like, well, at least she's from here, so she knows kind of what to expect. And she's like, yeah, exactly. So I feel, you know, she's going to be okay. But then it's like, you got people who've lived there their whole lives who've never seen this
Never seen it.
Never in their life. And they're having a real hard time, and obviously it's been devastating.
Yeah, they said it's the worst snow since like the 1800s.
Really?
Like, generations of people that have lived in Texas have never seen this.
Yeah. It's
people, you know, trying to stay warm by their ovens. That led to carbon monoxide poisoning and pass away. I saw a video of a guy who was, he lived alone, but he had his dog, and they were both in the bathroom. And he was one of the fortunate ones because he actually had water still. And so he had it full blast, just as hot as possible. And he was just sitting in the steam of the shower because it was so cold there. And he was even saying, I will pay you If you have heat, I will pay you by the hour to hang out at your house. Like, no joke. It is too cold. And I mean, people are on the verge of breaking down. They're not used to this. Most people are. And then the other degree of it is, you know, pipes bursting, right?
Yeah.
Because they're just bursting left and right.
Yeah.
And, you know, you see a guy.
Because people didn't know to leave their faucet
exactly
dripping when it freezes. Yeah. They didn't know that shit.
Yeah. And so they would burst. And there, countless videos of people going in, putting a bucket, you know, in their kitchen, like, oh, where's this water coming from?
Mm-hmm.
And then a couple minutes later, boom, all that shit just falls down.
Yeah, wild shit.
Craziness.
And at first, like, when the power first went out in Texas, a lot of people on Twitter were making fun of them, you know, like, oh, you know, this is the Midwest. We're fucking used to that. Get, you know, your pussies, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
But then you realize, like, nah, this is actually a huge deal because, yeah, we're privileged that we know how to deal with this shit, but you guys, they don't.
Yeah.
And there's literally families dying in their houses because they're freezing to death. And I saw one story where this little kid, he was like 11 years old, he was outside playing in the snow because it's the first time ever seeing it, so he's outside playing in the snow. And then less than 24 hours later, he died because he froze to death in his house.
Oh,
and it's like, what the fuck? You know? So then now it starts becoming a joke. Now it's like, what the fuck are they going to do?
Right.
And you got Ted Cruz going to fucking Cancun.
Going on a cruise.
Yeah.
What's he doing?
You got AOC providing more relief for them in 24 hours than Ted Cruz did. It's just, that's ridiculous.
It was really sad because you look at some of these photos and I'm like, dude, that's what I drove to work in on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Like, no bullshit.
Yeah.
I'm looking at him like, okay, that's probably like a solid 6 to 8 inches. Yep.
Yeah.
Got it. And I was out in -6-degree weather Tuesday morning,
mm-hmm,
clearing off my driveway.
Yep.
Just
same,
you know,
here.
I was like, I know I'm not going to get out of the driveway, so I might as well just shovel it real quick.
Yep. That's exactly how it was for me.
And get out and get along my way.
Yeah. So it's just crazy how different it is.
From a potential blue state to an actual blue state, or from one tone deaf politician to another, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is in the news for threatening to destroy a fellow Democrat. And a story from Luis Fede Sadurni and Jesse McKinley comes a report of Governor Cuomo's reluctance to release actual data of the amount of deaths in nursing homes during the pandemic.
For months, Assemblyman Ron Kim has been one of the few Democratic lawmakers willing to criticize Governor Cuomo for his handling of the state's nursing homes during the pandemic, pressing for investigations into the matter.
So when a top aide to Mr. Cuomo recently admitted that his administration had withheld nursing home data from state lawmakers, Mr. Kim, whose Queens district was hit hard by the coronavirus, said it appeared the governor was trying to dodge having any incriminating evidence.
Hours after Mr. Kim made that comment to the New York Post last Thursday, he said he got an irate late-night call from the governor. Mr. Cuomo began with the question, "Are you an honorable man?"
"Well, are you?"
And then proceeded to yell for 10 minutes, Mr. Kim recalled, threatening to publicly tarnish the assemblyman and urging him to issue a new statement clarifying his remarks. Mr. Cuomo made good on his threat on Wednesday afternoon.
In a remarkable retort, the governor used his press briefing to lob allegations at the assemblyman, saying that he and his administration have had a long and hostile relationship with Mr. Kim, now in his fifth term.
In particular, Mr. Cuomo was angered and combative about a letter published by the New York Post that was signed by several assembly members, including Mr. Kim. The letter, citing the governor's delays in releasing a complete tally of deaths of nursing home residents, including those that happened after a resident was transferred to a hospital, accused Mr. Cuomo of attempting to circumvent a federal probe and intentional obstruction of justice.
In lengthy remarks, Mr. Cuomo also accused the assemblyman of continuing racket, soliciting donations from nail salon owners who are upset about a 2015 nail salon reform law that he helped craft.
The scathing back and forth comes as the Cuomo administration continues to deal with the fallout from a series of revelations about its withholding the data, effectively covering up the full extent of how many nursing home residents died from the coronavirus.
In the last month, the Cuomo administration has nearly doubled the official count of deaths of nursing home residents from about 8,500 to more than 15,000. In a face of a blistering report from the state attorney general, Letitia James, and a court order.
Now that Trump is comfortably out of the spotlight, it seems all these politicians rush to take center stage. They must have forgot Trump wouldn't be taking the attention off of them anymore.
Yeah, it's probably been going on for the last 4 years, exactly. But nobody paid attention.
Because it was all about Trump.
Speaking of nursing homes, two Floridian women get caught posing as grannies in efforts to get a coronavirus vaccination. Of course, it's Florida. Another clear indicator that times have changed. When I was young, we would try to get into bars. Not nursing homes.
Wait your turn. You'll be there eventually. That's just crazy. This story is by Patricia Mazze. From the NY Times. We love the NY Times. Maybe it was the bonnets or the gloves that the two women donned through the temperatures in Orlando, Florida on Wednesday hovered in the 60s. In a scene right out of a sitcom, the women went to a coronavirus vaccination site dressed up as grannies, said Dr. Raul Pino, the health administrator for Orange County at a news conference on Thursday, except they were 34 and 44, not over 65. So despite their get-ups, which included spectacles, they were ineligible to get the shots in Florida.
However, how
were they discovered? It just seems like a foolproof plan to me.
However, the ruse may have worked before.
Oh!
The women presented valid Centers for Disease Control and Prevention cards indicating that they had already received their first vaccine doses, Dr. Pino said, who did not name them. I don't know how they escaped the first time, he said. I don't know.
Florida has vaccinated about 42% of its more than 4.4 million people 65 and older, according to the state. And health care workers and people with some underlying conditions are also eligible for the shots. It is unclear when the administration of Governor Ron DeSantis, a Republican, will consider that enough of those populations have been vaccinated to open eligibility more widely.
But do not worry, open tabians, be thou still. They were not charged with any wrongdoing, but they didn't receive the vaccine either. Speaking of imposters, fake meat goes beyond burger with money for printing steaks. Yum.
Delicious. That sounds delicious. A story from Bloomberg by... Whoa.
I saved that one for you.
A story from Bloomberg by Agnisaka. Nope. A story from Bloomberg by Agnieszka de Sousa and Ivan Levingston. Juicy sirloin steaks hot off a 3D printer are on the menu this year as the booming fowl meat market bids to lure even diehard carnivores. That's me.
It surely is fowl. Israel's redefined meat limited is targeting steakhouses and other restaurants in Israel, Europe, and Asia with its 3D printed facsimiles of beef cuts from filet to rump and brisket. The startup has just raised $29 million in funding to build a large-scale pilot factory and begin sales later this year, it said on Tuesday.
We want to change the belief that delicious meat can only come from animals, Chief Executive Officer Eshkar Ben-Shatrit said.
Shit right.
We have all the building blocks in place to make this a reality.
I bet Eshkar Ben don't shit right after that mistake. Alternative protein demand has boomed in recent years as environmental and health concerns drive consumers to products like fowl burgers or nuggets. That's attracted venture capital investors and food giants, from Nestle to McDonald's Corporation, although more needs to be done to improve the taste of products in lower.
You don't say.
Wow, I'm shocked.
The taste isn't great.
Nah.
Amazing.
Hmm.
Redefine is trying to take plant-based products to the next level by giving diners the same sensory experience as eating prime beef. Last week, another Israeli startup, Aleph Farms Limited, unveiled the world's first slaughter-free ribeye steak. Barcelona-based Nova Meat Tech SL, what's SL mean?
Simply luxurious.
Perfect. Plans to start selling 3D printed vegan meat to restaurants in Europe this year as it raises funds for a production scale up. CEO.
Gosh, dang.
CEO Giuseppe Ciantilli.
Giuseppe.
Said.
While Redefine is still working on flavor. Gosh. How they have $29 million and don't have a flavor?
The flavor is steak. That's it's not hard.
Exactly.
Just find it.
Damn, that's one hell of a salesman.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So while Redefine is defining the flavor, 3D printers loaded with plant-based ink can print the meat countless times and deliver a complex layering of muscle and fat to recreate the right texture.
Yum.
So maybe he should replace the ink with meat. And he'll be that much closer to his flavor.
Just put a little bit in there.
Jeez. Just sprinkle.
Our meat today versus some other cuts of meat are the same, the Redefined CEO said in an interview. You cannot distinguish.
I call bullshit.
You just said.
You just said.
That you can't find the flavor.
The company has distribution partners in Israel, Germany, Switzerland, and Singapore. Redefined's financing round, led by Happiness Capital and Hanako Ventures, is the highest Series A funding for any alternative protein startup. Data from researcher Deal Room show.
The funding is a major step toward becoming the world's biggest alternative meat company by 2030, Ben Shitwright said. How are they not the biggest alternative meat company already?
Kidding. $29 million, don't have any flavor. I'm going to look up this venture capitalist and be like, hey, I got a product. I don't know what it's going to do, but I can make it kind of.
Yeah.
Give me a million. Just 1 million.
Exactly.
I'll figure it out, but I need that million to do it. While I'm not looking forward to 3D printed steaks, you know what I am looking forward to?
What?
Carson Wentz being traded to Indianapolis Colts.
Thank God. Woo! Thank God it wasn't to the Bears.
Why?
Because
Carson Wentz is better than whoever you have. I can't remember his name.
Okay, that's true, but I'm holding out for Deshaun Watson.
Not happening.
I know. Did you hear where he might be going?
Where?
Carolina.
That'd be interesting.
You know who's going to be traded for him?
Teddy Bridgewater.
McCaffrey.
What?
That's the rumors going on right now. Do you not know that?
No, I didn't hear anything about that.
Yeah, yesterday I read about it. McCaffrey, there's real heavy talks about McCaffrey going to the Texans.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Why would you do that if you're Carolina?
I don't know. And they're going to give up some picks as well. Yeah.
Wow. So Deshaun Watson is going to go and just be with the same exact team that he has now.
Nobody's.
Basically him.
Yeah. At least Will Fuller was on the Texans.
Exactly. He had a little bit of help. David Johnson, he wasn't fantastic, but he was serviceable.
Yeah.
Bounced back from his injury. And who else? That's it.
Yeah.
It's going to be the same situation, but I guess he was upset about some other shit. But you know what I'm not upset
about? It's because they left him out of stuff.
Okay.
But it's not his team. Anyways, yes, so Carson Wentz is going to the Indy. Yeah, that's awesome.
So I was actually really concerned at first when I heard what they wanted, because the Eagles wanted a haul. They wanted like 2 first-round draft picks to start the conversation.
Yeah.
And so when I saw it come across my screen saying Carson Wentz to the Colts, I'm like, oh shit, we just gave up way too much.
Yeah.
And I click on the link and I'm looking through it. They gave up a 2nd-round draft pick and a 3rd-round draft pick. 2nd round this year, 3rd round next year. Love it. Former number 2 draft pick in the draft 5 years ago. I think it was like 2016. And then goes on and has almost a MVP caliber year 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When Frank Reich, current Indianapolis Colts head coach, was the offensive coordinator in Philadelphia. That was the year that he blew out his ACL against the Raiders, and the Eagles ended up winning the Super Bowl anyway.
Because of
their Carson defense. Wentz.
Their defense.
And Nick Foles. Remember that play he had? Nick Foles, man. He battled like crazy. He's only had like 3 good games in his life, but he's made $1 million off. Exactly. One of them was a Super Bowl against Tom Brady.
Yes. That was crazy.
Nobody beats Tom Brady in the playoffs, it seems like. But
except Nick Foles and Eli Manning.
Eli. Peyton has too, by the way, just so you remember.
Oh, I forgot about him.
Oh, don't you dare say that. He's the sheriff.
And the ship. I hope the Bears do something because, fuck it. I would actually be okay with Carson Wentz. But now who's left?
Nobody from...
Now we're going to get Trubisky another year?
Probably. I mean, unless you guys lay something out there for Deshaun. But I don't know if you have the assets outside of draft picks.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I just get leery when you start giving up multiple first round draft picks. Like the NBA, most of those trades make me sick. I'm just like, goodness. It's like credit card debt.
It's like giving up a Bitcoin and years later it turns into $1 million.
Yeah. And you end up paying $120 million for a $40,000 car.
Yeah. Anthony Davis might be out for a month or two.
So all that.
No surprise.
So glad.
We're in fantasy league together. Yep. You're actually doing pretty fucking good.
I know. But
not as good as me.
I know.
What do you want for Joker?
You have AD?
No.
So I can't remember. I was playing somebody that had AD. I ended up winning by 3 points because AD was hurt. I was like, yes.
During that game they picked?
Yep.
Damn, that's lucky.
I know.
Tell me about it. Have you looked at Joker's stats, though?
Yeah, he's a baller.
He's number one.
Yeah.
In fantasy.
I know.
He gets like...
That's why I picked him.
He gets like... He wasn't there during the draft, guys. Don't let him fool you.
I foresaw it.
He fucking landed in your lap. But Joker, he... In our league, 20 to 30 points is good. Great. Joker fucking gets 40 and 50 all the time. I'm like, what the fuck?
All the time.
Did you not see me in the chats? I said, hey, what do you want for him?
Oh, I didn't see the chat yet.
Yeah.
What I want for him? More than what you got.
Not true.
Maybe not.
I'll give you Zach LaVine.
Yeah, right. Get out of here.
Did you see that trade I did?
No.
All right. So, Open Tabians. I don't know if any of you guys are basketball players or basketball likers.
Fans? Basketball fans?
Basketball likers. That's what they are. Anyways.
Not fans.
Check this trade out. It's a trade. I said, I'll give you Ja Morant for Zach LaVine and your first round draft pick. He declined it and countered it with he wanted Ja Morant and Tyrese Haliburton from the Kings, who's young. He's 20, and he's actually playing decent, okay? Ja Morant, he's 20. And then he would give up Zach LaVine and his 21 first round, 21 second round, and I accepted it. Who made out in that deal? I feel like he did good.
I feel like he did well.
But...
But Derek, I just told you how I feel about those draft picks.
Derek was kind of ticked off because he gave up 2 draft picks.
And yeah.
I was like, bro, but he countered that. And I didn't ask for that. So he just gave it to me. And I said, yes. But I got Zach LaVine. Zach LaVine makes me better this year. Ja Morant's good, but he's not Zach LaVine this year.
Right.
Zach LaVine's going off.
Yeah.
He's having a great year. And so now I'm 7-1 in my league. And Derek's 7-tie. So he tied with you.
Tied for me.
Yeah.
I'm in third.
And so now I'm right on his ass, right? And now that I got Zach LaVine, he's like, what the fuck? Now I'm going to be probably passing him pretty soon. So
yep.
I think I made out in the trade, but I feel like I gave up pieces.
But it's a dynasty. You got to say, it's a dynasty league.
Yeah.
So you're right. You made a decision, short-term payoff, but in the next 3-4 years, Morant's going to have a better...
I think Morant's, exactly. I think Morant's upside is better than Zach LaVine's. So I did give up a better upside. And Haliburton, he's a rookie, so who knows where his ceiling is at? We don't know yet. It's too early. So that's what I'm saying. I feel like I gave up a lot, but I'm trying to win this year now that I have the chance to. Because Zion's going off. I have Zion. Jamal Murray.
Oh, goodness.
40 points and then 50 this week. So now he's finally getting into a groove. So I'm like, all right, let's get to the championship, baby.
Yeah. You know, he's the first person to get to 50 points without any free throws.
And I think he shot 80% too.
Ever. Crazy.
I think that was one of the stats too.
Yeah. He's going
so
off.
I'm happy about that. And plus, he's your Joker's teammate. So if Joker's doing good, Jamal's probably doing good. So
yeah. So you should just give me Murray.
I'll give you Murray if you give me Joker.
No. Not happening.
All right. Stay tuned until next week when I try to get him again. Joker.
Last call. Is there anything that you like?
For this last call, what'd you get?
Oh, I'm going back to basics, or should I say domestics? Hey, now I'm gonna go ahead and drink a Bud Light Lime, tasty.
And I got the lemonade version.
I've never had the lemonade.
I got an extra one in there.
I'm gonna have to try it.
What'd you think about it?
I think it's pretty good. It's light. It's refreshing.
Is it a good lime flavor?
It's got a good, decent lime flavor. It's kind of like a freezy pop. Type deal, you know, those flavor freezes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This one tastes like a lemon head. You ever had the nice. Hard candy?
Yeah.
Tastes like that.
It's heck yeah.
Good. Definitely, I saw it in the store and then I bought the seltzers and I was like, man, I haven't had the lemonade one. I haven't had the orange one. So I had to try it.
I definitely like this a lot better than the Bud Light Platinum Wild Berry Seltzer.
Yeah, I think that seltzer is just too strong. But let's get into our recurring segments. What's first?
Dad jokes. A lot of people don't know this, but, you know, when I was younger, this is a moment of vulnerability, but when I was younger, I used to feel like a man trapped in a woman's body.
Really?
Then I was born.
Dad jokes.
Odd news of the week.
It's not really news, but I did find something odd on Craigslist.
What'd you find?
I ventured into the gigs part of the section. Someone wanted to pay me to chase them. The headline reads, the ad reads, I want to chase someone. I am seeking somebody who will let me chase them. Age and gender does not matter. You can be real old, or a lady, or black, as long as you can go real fast.
What the hell?
It doesn't matter where it happens, inside or outside, but you have to be fun to chase. You can't be on a bike because it's cheating. I want the chasing to last a long time, and I want to be sweaty, but I have to catch you in the end. If I don't catch you, then you won't get paid. But you can't let me catch you and be easy about it. And if you do, you won't get paid.
Oh, my gosh.
After the chasing, you should say something to me like, good running. Or, you're very fast. And give me a high five. One hand high five or both hands. Doesn't matter. Not because I told you to. But because you think it. Afterwards, you should post a picture of me on your Facebook and make the picture caption say, he caught me. Let me know. Thanks.
Is this real?
Yes. And let me tell you, Joe.
Gosh.
I'm $100 richer.
Oh, my goodness. This guy's a sociopath.
What do you think about that? That's funny.
I think he's a sociopath. I think he's nuts.
What happens when he catches you?
No, I'll shoot him.
Oh, shit.
There's no way. That was like Silence of the Lambs type shit right there.
That was awkward.
That was awkward. I can't believe somebody like wrote that and then like posted it. Like, and
I wonder how many people said
that. That's what I'm saying. I want to know how much he's paying for that.
How much? You didn't put a price.
I know. But if it's like $10, no, but if he's going to pay like 10 Bitcoin, let's go.
But here's the thing. If he's fast, like I probably won't get paid then.
I'm going to get a head start.
No bikes. You can't do it.
Right?
No bikes. That's cheating.
He didn't say anything about an Uber.
What if it's Usain Bolt?
It probably is Usain. he just wants the thrill again.
I just want someone to be faster than me.
The thrill of the chase.
Odd news of the week.
Now it's time for
Am I the asshole?
This one's actually a local one. My brother sent this to me. He has a friend on Facebook. His name is Zach. And he DoorDashes. Okay. And he had an issue DoorDashing. You know, there's a lot of snow out there. Bunch of snow. Mm-hmm. How many inches? Like, fuck, a foot, 2 feet? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, there's like a foot and a half right now.
Yeah, and hopefully it melts off next week. But as of right now, it's there. There's a bunch of snow, okay? But anyway, Zach posted, he made a Facebook status saying, most DoorDash deliveries involve dropping food off on a person's doorstep and taking a picture to confirm the delivery. Okay, that's how they deliver to me.
Yeah.
If you don't have the decency to shovel a path for your delivery driver from the street to your door and still expect me to walk through knee-deep snow, your food gets placed in the snow at the end of your unshoveled walkaway. Not sorry. He goes on to say, who is in the wrong here? Am I the asshole in this scenario?
No.
Not at all. I don't think he is.
No way.
Like, yeah, shovel your shit.
Yeah.
Especially if you're going to be ordering. Like, do you expect Amazon delivery drivers to just walk through knee-deep snow?
No, I don't.
Exactly.
In fact, I have a very regimented way of clearing off my driveway.
Yeah, okay,
I wake
perfect.
Up at like 5 o'clock every morning. Now I'm going to sound like a dad. I wake up at like 5 o'clock every morning and clear my driveway.
Perfect.
I got this really fantastic shovel. I got to tell you what. A whole nother podcast will be on that.
Is it really that good?
It's fantastic.
What the fuck?
It is like the Bentley of shovels.
Damn.
And so I have a perfect driveway every day. Even through the worst snow, I have a perfect driveway. Literally drive around my entire neighborhood to ensure that nobody has a better looking driveway than I do.
Great, yeah. You're
and
one of those guys.
I salt it. Yeah, it's sad, but I love it.
It's and your so driveway.
Why do the Amazon drivers not appreciate it? And what do I mean by that? So I get pictures from Amazon where my package is sitting in the middle of the snow. And I'm like, where the hell is that? I have a clear driveway and pathway, sidewalk,
to
my house.
Yeah, because I walked it today.
Exactly. And it's like the Sahara Desert on my driveway.
No snow on my pants at all.
None. And they throw it into the middle of my yard and drive off. What is going on? They're the assholes, Zach. They
Amazon.
Are.
Yeah. That's, I agree with that. Like, I don't get your situation. That makes no sense to me.
Zero sense.
But in Zach's situation, you would want that. You would want to deliver to your house.
Right.
It's perfect.
Could even pull up into the driveway.
Exactly.
I don't get it. Like,
yeah.
It's completely easy.
So now I'm making you walk through the knee-deep snow to get it.
Right, exactly.
That's crazy.
Wow.
But Zach, Amazon. I reiterate, you are not the asshole.
You are not.
Am I the asshole?
Well, here we are. We're coming to the close of another show,
closing
another opportunity,
tab.
Another episode. Just wanted to let you know, Valentine's Day shirts are now off of our website. You
yes,
can no longer
sir.
Get them in the store.
Nope.
So goodbye, Valentine's. But hello, St. Patty's Day.
Yes.
Still have plenty of merch that's going to be in the store for another 3-4 weeks.
Yes.
At which point you'll never be able to get it again. So get active. Check out our Teespring and get you some St. Patty's Day swag. Support the show. Show with pride.
Yeah.
I am an open tabian.
Shout out to the people who have bought one. You guys are awesome. It really supports the pod. Thank you. You can find the Teespring link in the show notes, also on our Instagram bio. We always shout it out. But yeah, the merch is pretty sweet, man. We got our own pair.
We are going to do our first giveaway.
Yes.
So
I'm excited.
Here's the game. Here's the game, Open Tabians. Pay attention to the show. Listen to the show like you already do.
Yes.
And we are going to say giveaway code and say a certain code, name, number, combination. We don't know. And the first person who comments and tags us in a comment with the code wins. And we're talking t-shirts or a hoodie.
Yep.
So pay attention. Get ready. Just want to show some appreciation for tuning in. And you can have your fresh off the presses Open Tab swag.
Also, if you do have our merch, I know some people bought our stuff. If you do have our merch, tag us in a post or in your story, and we will shout you out on our social medias because we really do appreciate it. So let us know and send us some pictures, man. We would love to see it.
Absolutely. And if you're interested in being a brand ambassador, drop us a line at _OpenTabPod
on Instagram or Twitter.
Because we are looking for people that embrace the Open Tab community.
Be an Open Tabian.
Be an Open Tabian.
Coming at you every Monday, weekly.
Let us be your Monday.
Let us be your Monday. All right, guys. We'll see you next week. Also, hold on.
Hold on. Don't leave.
We do have a new show coming soon. It's called Bracket.
And Bracket.
It's literally we find any category, any topic to talk about, but we put these into a bracket, like a March Madness bracket.
Yeah, NCAA.
Exactly. And it could be a 16 thing bracket, 8 bracket, whatever.
64 team bracket.
And we debate on the show. It's a debate show, pretty much.
Yeah.
Comedy debate show. We drink, we have fun, and it's going to be a blast. It's coming soon.
So, and what is the first topic? Do we want to drop it?
Let's do it.
The first topic, the first bracket is
villains.
Villains.
Now, is it superhero villains or is it like any villains? So like you could do
any villains.
So like you could do like Vin Diesel in or Terminator and Terminator 1.
Yes.
So okay.
Terminator and Terminator 1.
Yeah.
You do Dr. Octagon.
Yeah.
No. It's not his name.
But that's the spirit of Bracket. We're going to do villains for our very first one because we love villains here. We're big fans of the villains. I love a good story about a villain, like the Joker was awesome.
Joker.
Or it could be about your favorite pizza spots. And then we do a whole debate about pizza. Or we can do a debate about Disney Brewery. Princesses.
Disney princesses. Brian is an expert.
Yes. Or, you know, that's the kind of vibe we're going for with Bracket. It could be about anything, and it's going to be fun. We're going to be drinking, and it's, you know, so look out for that. Also, Maven Talks is coming soon. So
Maven Talks.
A part of the Open Tab Network, so.
A little bit more of a serious undertone with Maven Talks. We're looking at investments. We're looking at books. We're looking at self-help. We're looking at self-growth. Yeah. So all of those things will be topics that you can find at Maven Talks with last week's co-host, Pierce Mayfield, at piercemayfield.com. I don't know where it's at.
No. We'll get that to you soon. But as always on Open Tab, we're always going to keep it light. We're always going to keep it fun. And we're going to talk about the latest topics in current events and pop culture as well. So, yeah, we got a lot going on.
Let us be your Monday.
Yes. See you next week.